As Troy makes efforts to solve its latest financial crisis, here's an update on the New York State Comptroller's municipal audit of the Collar City. Troy Mayor Patrick Madden released his first budget plan for the city in October, a spending plan he branded a fact-based approach, and allowing that its headline-making 28.2% tax hike was a regrettably harsh consequence for correcting past unrealistic and politically expedient budget practices.
It's a big number. It shouldn't be all that surprising, just given the negative comments that we've gotten from the OSC, Office of State Comptroller, over the years, the independent review that the City Council had commissioned earlier this year. Suggested a tax increase of 19% that didn't take into account increases that were likely to occur in 2017.
For several years during the 1990s, Troy struggled with fiscal problems and was recently the subject of a critical audit by State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli.
We've kept a close eye on Troy for a number of years, and I do think the mayor has brought in a new and fresh perspective, and I know sort of the council leadership has been very focused on resolving the budget and fiscal issues that Troy has.
Under Madden's proposal, the city tax rate would rise from $12.08 per $1,000 of assessed value to $15.46.
I spent 30 years helping people buy homes. I understand the challenges, the burdens of taxes on housing expenses. It's a difficult pill to swallow.
DiNapoli notes the 28.2% tax levy far exceeds the current tax cap. Troy's majority steering committee, comprised of four city council members and led by Republican Carmela Mantello, advised the Democratic mayor in a November 3rd letter that they will not override the cap.
Four of us are committed to not override that tax increase without substantial cuts and reductions and freeze on hiring and outside consultants.
Comptroller spokesman Brian Buttrey says the two sides need to resolve the tax cap issue.
They're allowed to override it, but they need to pass a local law to override the limit, so there's measures they need to take there.
The comptroller's office has suggested other steps be taken, including that city officials identify funding sources for capital expenditures and stop deferring capital costs.
It's more of us telling them to be aware of maybe some of the shortfalls in revenue or other areas that they're going to need to come up with answers to before they pass the budget. But by no means are they required to adhere to some of the recommendations that we've made.
The council and the mayor have been at odds over the council's 16-point plan, rejected by Madden, designed to cut expenditures, raise revenue, and cut overtime. And Buttrey says there are other issues impacting the fiscal mix.
The city has a number, I believe it's six, collective bargaining agreements with different bargaining units in the city that they could face potential significant salary and wage costs when these agreements are settled. And you have a number of them that are long outstanding, looking at more than 4 or 5 years overdue for renegotiation. So should the city settle those during this year, that obviously is a concern that they may have with revenues not being able to address those agreements retroactively.
Madden states the vast majority of the items that were raised in the council's 16-point plan have been addressed in his budget plan. It appears that the impasse is the tax cap. Mantello and the council have vowed to withhold the necessary votes to override it unless Mayor Madden offers recommendations to reduce the 28.2% tax hike that they are comfortable with. The City Council has a November 29 deadline to vote on the budget. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.